Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'i'ili Honganji. Mo'i'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Ms. Martha Sampson. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Debbie Kubota, Chair of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii Commission on Buddhist Education. Good morning, Mrs. Kubota.
Good morning and aloha. I'm Debbie Kubota, parent, Dharma school teacher, and chair of the Commission on Buddhist Education. I am very pleased to have this opportunity to share my thoughts on our organization's focus on education. To start off today's message, I'd like to share a quote from John Dewey, who was an academic philosopher famous for his role in progressive education, which emphasizes the need to learn by doing. He said, "Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself." This quote brings awareness to the kinds of educational opportunities we can find in everyday living. As long as we are alive, we never stop learning. Every day brings new moments for learning. When this awareness is applied to our Buddhist education activities, we realize that sharing the Dharma can take on many forms, from teaching our youngest preschoolers in Dharma school to sharing the Dharma with the oldest centenarians of our Sangha. By providing examples from everyday experiences, we can educate our Sangha about living a life with Buddhist values. Experiential activities, such as having temple services or activities outdoors while enjoying the scenery of our beautiful Hawaiian islands, promote being one with nature and provide a unique backdrop for learning. Being outdoors, sitting quietly and listening to the birds chirping, the leaves rustling in the breeze, the waves crashing on the shore, the river rushing over the rocks, adds to the ambiance of the mindful educational offering. It is important not only to share the Dharma, but to provide opportunities for our Sangha to experience and live the teachings. Experiences do not have to be restricted to being outdoors and enjoying our surroundings. They can be as simple as making an onenju or helping to ring the concho before our services. Community projects can be learning experiences. Examples are visiting seniors at nursing homes, picking up trash along roadsides or beach cleanups, representing the Honganji in local parades, such as the Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade, the Honolulu Pride Parade, or the Wahiwa Veterans Day Parade. These activities not only provide unparalleled opportunities for our Sangha to live the Dharma, such as the Golden Chain of Love and the Eightfold Path, but also give outsiders a glimpse of Honganji in action. As parents, Dharma school teachers, Buddhist educators, ministers, and temple and district leaders, we strive to convey ideal messages and say the right things to our children, students, and audiences. But do we also realize that our observers and learners not only listen to our lessons, but also watch our actions? If we're standing in front of the congregation and the microphone doesn't work, how do we handle that? When we are stuck in traffic and late for an appointment, how do we act? If we're eating in a restaurant and spill food on our clothes, do we get mad? When we react to situations, do we respond as if the glass is half empty or half full? Although not always in our consciousness, our reactions to these situations provide behavioral models to those observing us. Do we appreciate the little things in life that we sometimes take for granted? Living a life of gratitude and showing our appreciation every chance we get makes us humble and realize that we are only a small part of a larger universe. We all have lives outside of the Honganji. As we work at our jobs, attend our children or grandchildren's school functions, go go shopping, socialize with friends, coach or play sports, go to the gym, attend exercise classes, etc., we are all living examples of the Dharma and are reflections of how we embrace the Shin Buddhist values. Remembering that our actions speak louder than words is important as we build the future of the Honganji in Hawaii. Our Dharma schools are the key to our future. We all need to support each other as we nurture the youngest Sangha members by providing meaningful educational programs and activities to build a foundation of Buddhist values. Opportunities which encourage fellowship, sharing, positive interactions, relationship building can lead to lifelong friendships, instill Jodo Shinshu principles, and promote dedication to our Honganji organization. Dharma school gatherings, YES Camp, which stands for Young Enthusiastic Shinshu Seekers, Junior YBA, and the IBIXI program, which stands for Young Buddhist International Cultural Study Exchange, are activities that have everlasting effects on our youth and young adults. Some of our Honganji young adults have also participated in a Buddhist Churches of America conference called Techno Buddha, which provides an opportunity for young professionals to find a community of like-minded individuals and introduce Jodo Shinshu Buddhism to those who are interested in learning. In quoting Rosa Parks, an American activist in the civil rights movement who refused to give up her seat in the, quote, colored area of the bus in favor of a white passenger once the, quote, white section of the bus was filled, she said, "There is no future without education." This is something that we all need to keep in mind as we plan our temple and district activities. Most importantly, we must remember our youth, as they are the future of our Honganji. The Commission on Buddhist Education, also known as the CBE, represents each district in our organization. Our commissioners, Reverend Satoshi Tomioka of Hawaii Island, Reverend Mieko Majima of Kauai, Reverend Carrie Kiyohara of Maui, Susan Oshiro of Oahu, and myself from Honolulu, are always available to provide support when planning your district and temple educational offerings. The commissioners work hard to promote activities and resources which help to bring Jodo Shinshu to life in our daily activities. Annual district Nembutsu seminars ensure that our Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii's five-year theme, Building Healthy Sanghas, and annual slogan, which is Connecting with Others in 2022, are promoted. The CBE has developed a list of Shin Buddhist media and educational resources accessible to all on the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii website under the tab Book, Music, and More. So, whenever you need to plan a lesson, Dharma message, or educational offering, you will find a listing of books, music, movies, short videos, quotes, and Dharma school projects or resources at your fingertips. Please help us by adding to the list. You can send your resources directly to Carrie Wong, Assistant to the Buddhist Studies Center Director, at kwong, K-W-O-N-G, at honpahai.org, at the Buddhist Studies Center, or share them directly with your district commissioner. I'd like to take this opportunity to share a current project of the CBE. We are working on developing educational brochures which focus on Jodo Shinshu Buddhism related to various life challenges. Some of the potential topics we've considered are parenting, bullying, burnout, and end of life. Our very first brochure is Buddhism and Coming Out, which will provide support and resources for the LGBTQ individuals struggling with the challenges of revealing their sexual or gender identity. We will also develop an accompanying brochure for families and friends who are coping with the challenges of having their LGBTQ family member or friend who is coming out. prior to the release of these brochures, because we are not all prepared to address this topic, the CBE is collaborating with the Kyodan Committee on Social Concerns to provide educational workshops so that we can all learn more about this potentially challenging life event. Earlier this month, Reverend David Fujimoto of the Mililani Honganji represented the Honganji at UH Manoa's Coming Out Day event. He participated at a faith table along with 8 other religious organizations and was able to distribute the CBE's Buddhism and Coming Out brochures. He shared that overall the event went very well and there were a lot of people coming to the table. It's exciting that we can share our Jodo Shinshu messages with the community at these types of events. Please stay tuned for more to come as the CBE develops and distributes these and future brochures. In closing, let's all work together on aligning educational offerings with our life experiences. Sometimes a simple lead-in question like, have you ever? What would you do if? What was your best memory of? I love it when? Can bring about many great discussion points that can be related to Jodo Shinshu principles and Buddhist values. When your participants are engaged and enthusiastic, then you know you are successful. We welcome you to share your successes with the commissioners. We would love to hear about them. Thank you all for listening. Namu Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Kubota, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. I have announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 23rd, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliili Honganji Mission. Next week, it will be Dress Up Day for Halloween. Prizes will be awarded. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Ms. Martha Sampson, and our speaker, Mrs. Debbie Kubota. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be... We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Kuikawa Kahu Sherman Thompson of Kamehameha Schools. Namo Amida Butsu.